This coming Sunday isn't just Father's Day, it's also National Fudge Day. By most accounts, the first batch of fudge was concocted in Baltimore in the 1880s. By the turn of the century, fudge making arrived on Mackinac Island in northern Michigan, which, as we hear from the Michigan Public Radio Network's Rick Pluta, today has a legitimate claim as the modern-day fudge capital.
Tourists pile off ferries and onto Mackinac Island by the thousands every day during the summer. For many, one of the first stops when they arrive, or one of the last before they board a ferry back home, is one of the island's 15 or so fudge shops.
Which one do you like? You want the Rocky Road? Is that your favorite?
Janet Snyder is here with her daughter Madison, examining rows of different flavors.
I already bought peanut butter. So my husband's request to bring peanut butter fudge home because he couldn't come today.
But island-wide and here at Riba's Fudge Shop, the favorite is plain, unadulterated chocolate fudge. Meet Ed Turbin.
I'm a fudge maker at Riba's Fudge Shops. We start with the basic ingredients, the sugar and the corn syrup and the cream and the chocolate. And we blend those all together and mix them and cook them in the big copper kettle up to 232 degrees. When it gets to that temperature, we bring it out and we pour it here on the marble slabs into this frame.
After the mixture cools a bit, Ed Turbin goes to work, mixing, twisting, and flipping the fudge, lifting it into the air and slapping it down. It's a storefront operation. Tourists stop to watch through the window or they stroll into the store. Turbin says he's not just a fudge maker, he's a showman.
In fact, when no one's around for me to interact with, it's really a kind of a dull job for me just to make fudge. I know how to make fudge, but if I can do it for people and they come and they talk and they want to taste and, you know, they all ask the same questions, but they don't know that the last person asked the same question, so it's all new to them, so I treat every one of them like it's the first time.
So what are the questions?
Do you ever get it on the floor? Do your arms get tired? How long you been doing this?
Tell me that. So do you ever get it on the floor?
Never.
Do your arms get tired?
All the time. They're tired right now.
And how long you been doing this?
For 31 years.
What's unique about Mackinac fudge is the way that it's made on the marble slabs, large batches at a time, in a very dramatic process.
Phil Porter is an island resident who wrote a short history of Mackinac's fudge business. He says candy has been a popular foodie souvenir here since Mackinac Island became a popular tourist destination in the late 1800s.
And one of the things that people did on vacation back then was that they liked to enjoy candy. Today we accept candy as an everyday phenomenon. Back then it was a treat. It was a treat that you did on vacation.
At first, the mainstay was maple syrup candy in little birch bark canoes. It was a cottage industry for nearby American Indian tribes. The candy shops expanded their sales over time to include taffy and peanut brittle. But Phil Porter says Mackinac's confectionery future was in fudge. By the 1920s, fudge shops lined the streets of Mackinac's downtown. Porter says electric fans pushed the smell into the streets, streets emptied of cars and trucks since they were banned in 1898.
And pretty soon people were like Pavlov's dogs. They had no choice but to go in and buy the fudge. And it's taken off since then.
The most common forms of transport on the island are bikes and horse-drawn carriages. On a hot summer day, the smell of fudge cooking wafts from the shops and combines with what the horses leave in the streets to make a visit to Mackinac a unique olfactory experience. For Current State, I'm Rick Pluta on Mackinac Island.